Enough is enough, flashed on electric signs over some Illinois highways recently. That's because at least 16 state troopers have been hit on the road so far this year. The signs emphasize Scott's Law or the Move Over Law. It says drivers must slow down and switch lanes to give emergency vehicles space if they've stopped on the roadside. Three troopers have been struck and killed this year while on the road.
Officers! On Ted Hook! Illinois State Trooper! On deck! Present!
Trooper Brooke Jones' story was laid to rest Wednesday in Warren, Illinois, after a funeral service in her old high school. She served in Northern Illinois. Governor J.B. Pritzker joined hundreds in mourning and spoke directly to the troopers in attendance.
You are the best of us, and Brooke was among the best of you.
Jones' story was struck by a semi while at work on the roadside. She's the second trooper killed this year after a Scott's Law violation. The first was Christopher Lambert in January. A third trooper was fatally hit days after Jones' story was killed, this time by a wrong-way driver. Trooper Gerald Ellis was laid to rest Friday in Lake County. The governor attended that service, too. 66 years have passed since Illinois has seen three trooper deaths in 1 year, and it's only April. These deaths prompted new legislation to bolster Scott's Law, such as House Bill 2417, sponsored by State Representative Tim Butler. The measure would turn a violation from a business offense to a petty offense, meaning no one would have to physically appear in court.
Then the other part of it was it added a misdemeanor, Class A misdemeanor, as part of the penalty if you cause bodily harm or get in a crash.
Butler says Illinois needs more troopers on the roads than they have the money for.
We need to make sure the public's educated. When you come upon a scene of someone on the side of the road, you need to slow down and you need to move over. And we need to put the resources behind to make sure people know that.
Secretary of State Jesse White responded to trooper traffic accidents with a call to action for drivers to protect those who protect us.
I think it's a violation of all laws of human decency for an individual to drive on our roads not obeying the laws that have been established.
White noted a new distracted driving law signed during the Rauner administration will mean violators face more than just a ticket.
Now, starting on July 1 of this year, individuals will get a punch on their license, which means that after three moving violations, they can lose their license.
Every state has a slow-down move-over law. For example, Texas. It has the most highways in the country. Sergeant Ryan Howard works with the Texas Department of Public Safety. He says Texan troopers campaign to bring awareness to their move-over laws through commercials, billboards, and what he calls periodic enforcement operations.
We have troopers that get together and they say, hey, you know, we want to work this area. We want to bring awareness to slow down move-over law.
Howard says multiple troopers occasionally go out on the road together. One stops a car and the others watch to see if someone doesn't move over.
When it comes down to the actual traffic stops, now I have stopped people myself and I have asked them why did they not move over. And they said they didn't know what to do in that instant.
Todd Barkalow is the police chief in Freeport, Illinois. He says loss of life from Scott's Law violations are especially tragic because they're avoidable. He said regional law enforcement hasn't seen an increase in safer driving after these recent deaths.
Even since Trooper Story's tragic accident, they have been writing a lot of tickets and people are still not moving over and they're violating Scott's Law.
Barkalow says the use of electronics have transformed the roads. He says he'd like to see community members help call out drivers who don't move over with the same urgency as calling out a burglary or a shooting.
We need the community to help us with all law enforcement.
Violating Scott's Law can lead to a ticket of up to $10,000. But advocates say sometimes the consequences can be far more costly. I'm Sarah Jesmer.